Eskom is the biggest SOE problem we have, but SAA, well, it is far behind in terms of the amount of money, taxpayers' money, that it takes and has taken. I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of money that's been pumped into SAA, and we had Tito Mboweni in the medium-term budget policy statement last week saying it was extremely unlikely that at any time in the near to medium term, South African Airways was going to run at an operational profit. Business Day newspaper today on its front page details the gist of an interview that one of their reporters did with Richard Branson, and he says, you know, what the heck, if somebody gives me a call, I'll listen, and I might jump in, because that's what I do. I jump in. I don't think he's going to be asked. And if he is asked, I think the conditions under which he will be asked will be such that he simply will say no, because I don't believe that Richard Branson's going to be given the opportunity to run SAA the way that he would want to run SAA. In other words, without any South African government interference. Guy Leach, managing editor at SA Flyer magazine. Guy, we don't want to get too excited about this. It's a question and an answer. But what are the prospects?
I think you're exactly right in your summation, John. I think that this is Branson being Branson. I mean, his mantra has always been never say no. Of course, nothing to say yes, and I'll have a look at it in his language. Let's just look back at his history in aviation. He was perhaps most famous early on for saying that in the days when British Airways and him were going head-to-head with the Dirty Tricks campaign, and the government was wanting to sell British Airways, which was mired in debt. But yeah, sure, he'd buy British Airways as well. And when somebody asked him, well, for how much, he held up a pound and said, for a pound, he'd probably pull the same sort of stunt with South African Airways, but with a whole bunch of other conditions attached to it. Most notably, he would presumably want it debt-free. That would require a quick dip into the fiscus of 30 to 40 billion rand, which I'm sure that the minister couldn't find at this particular stage. And then there are other problems. There's the classic problem of control. And the legislation in the country is against him. The Air Services Licensing Act requires South African residents, not citizens, but residents, to own at least 75% of a locally registered airline.
That could be changed.
It could be changed. And in fact, Vianney Johanna and I think Mboweni have said as much as well, that could be changed. There are other ways around that. I'm quite keen on pointing out that one of the solutions to SAA is to do a joint venture with operational control vesting in the other party. And there are other airlines, perhaps more suitable than Branson and Virgin, who would look at it, most notably Emirates. But again, this issue of control is vet, because I don't believe, or certainly we've seen no signs of government having the political will to take the hard knocks, to grasp the nettle, as it were, of the necessary job cuts and route cuts that would go into trying to make the airline profitable in at least some form.
I mean, if Tito Mboweni were solely in charge, he'd flog it off tomorrow and he'd probably take Richard Branson's pound.
But even so, I can't imagine anyone buying the airline, either in whole or in part, with the amount of debt that it's got. It's got very little in the way of assets. Almost all its fleet is now leased. It's got a couple of buildings. It's got roots and tangible assets. It's got a fair amount of goodwill, it needs to be said. It is still a good airline. In fact, this year it won the Best Airline in Africa award again. That's worth something. But that's goodwill, and how, you know, any airline arriving can build that up fairly quickly. So I would firmly believe that it would cost the government 30 billion rand upwards to find a buyer for SAA, just to give it a reasonably clean parting.
Yeah, I mean, from where I sit, which is not an important place at all, I understand that. But 30 billion rand, then it's done. Then there's no more money coming from the fiscus to SAA. If that 30 billion rand isn't found, then it continues. It continues to drip, lead us dry. But
that seems to be government's very strategy. They'll continue to just drip feed this airline until they work up the political courage to actually do something dramatic about it. Somebody said to me recently, said that, SAA is like a bucket. They continue to drip feed the bucket, but it's got bigger holes in the bottom. And the losses went from R1 billion a year 5-10 years ago to R5 billion plus. And there are no signs that they're going to be able to turn it around. But again, my skepticism remains that the government at this stage has the will to actually let it go.
Thanks very much. Guy Leach, managing editor at SA Flyer magazine.